Tony from Planet Giza, and you're listening to CKUT Montreal Community Radio. This the crib right here, so shout outs to every station on here, and shout outs to you, the listener. Don't go nowhere, we'll be right back.
Ici Martin Carly, vulgarisateur scientifique. La vaccination des 5 à 11 ans contre la COVID-19 est commencée. En tant que parent, vous vous demandez peut-être si votre enfant recevra le même vaccin que celui pour adultes. Le vaccin utilisé pour les enfants de moins de 12 ans contient une plus petite quantité d'ARN messager, car le système immunitaire des enfants répond mieux que celui des adultes. Et bien que la dose soit plus petite, le vaccin est tout aussi efficace que chez les adultes.
Pour plus d'informations, rendez-vous sur québec.ca/vaccinjeune. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you. You're listening to Jazz Euphorium here on CKUT 90.3 FM. And we're just listening to a rather guitar-centric set. We ended that set with a trio that goes by the name of Threadbare, led by Jason Stein on bass clarinet, Ben Cruz on the guitar, and Emerson Hunton on the drums. The CD, a brand new release entitled Silver Dollar, and we heard a track entitled And When Circumstances Arise. And I guess appropriate for these times, circumstances are certainly arising these days, you can say. Prior to that, we heard from the duo of Hamid Drake on the drums and Dan Phillips on the guitar. We heard a track entitled Afternoon Ambush. Prior to that, we heard the Ornette Coleman tune Tomorrow is the Question. They're performed by the Julian Lange Trio, Julian Lange on the guitar. And prior to that, we heard from the Jimmy Bruno Trio. The Jimmy Bruno Trio includes Jimmy Bruno, of course, on the guitar, Pete Colangelo on the bass, and Bruce Klauber on the drums. And we heard the track. We heard a couple of tracks. We heard a song for Jimmy and Suena, and prior to that, Stomping at the Savoy. And prior to that, we heard from the Liberty Elman, a brand new recording entitled Last Desert, that features a sextet of Liberty Elman, leader and guitar, Steve Lehman on alto saxophone, Jonathan Finlayson on the trumpet, Jose Davila on the tuba, Stephen Crump on the bass, and Damian Reed on the drums. And we heard a track from the Liberty Elman Sextet's brand new release, which is entitled Last Desert. We heard the track entitled Doppler. And as previously announced, we started out that set with Carl Evangelista on guitar, Alexander Hawkins on piano, Louis Maholo Maholo on drums, and Trevor Watts on saxophones. We heard a track from their brand new release entitled Apura, out on the Astral Spirits label. Again, you're listening to Jazz Euphorium here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Lawrence. We broadcast not only on air in Montreal at 90.3 FM, but also streamed at ckut.ca, where you could listen not only to the live stream, but also pick up an archive of this show or any other show you might have missed or want to hear again. We're going to continue in a different direction after that rather guitar-centric first hour of the show. We're going to continue from a classic track from a Cecil Taylor trio recording called Nefertiti, The Beautiful One Has Come, which features Cecil Taylor on the piano, Jimmy Lyons on alto saxophone, and Sonny Murray on the drums. Classic free jazz from the early 1960s, recorded in Denmark in November of 1962, and we're going to hear a track entitled Lena. Thank you.
Pendant que le Québec est en pause, chaque jour, des travailleurs et travailleuses de la santé vont au front pour nous. Vous qui combattez l'ennemi invisible, vous qui chaque jour répondez à l'appel, vous qui restez fort malgré la crise, vous qui êtes à l'écoute pour nous aider, vous qui nous soutenez, vous qui nous rassurez, vous qui continuez de travailler pour notre santé, vous êtes nos anges gardiens. Merci à vous d'être là pour nous. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That was a track from the quartet of Daniel Carter on saxophones, woodwinds, Matthew Shipp on the piano, William Parker on the bass, Gerald Cleaver on the drums. That's from their quite recent release on 577 Records. The release is entitled Welcome Adventure, and I guess that also is the title of the piece included on the record, and we heard the beginning of the B-side. I think that's the fourth segment that they've divided up the piece entitled Welcome Adventure. Prior to that, we heard from Anthony Braxton's solo recording entitled Solo Wesleyan from 2005. That's out on his own Braxton House label. Another sort of untitled piece, we heard track 6 from the first set of that recording. And as previously announced, we started that set with the Cecil Taylor Trio, Cecil Taylor on piano, Jimmy Lyons on the saxophone, and Sonny Murray on the drums. From 1962, we heard the track called Lena. That almost wraps it up for another edition of Jazz Euphorium, Quarantine Edition, coming to you from my basement. It's a bit unusual to be doing shows from here after so many years of doing shows live in the CKUT studios. Nevertheless, I hope you're enjoying the music and having as good a time as possible these days. I hope you're finding lots to do and keep yourself occupied with around home and that everyone is safe. My name is Lawrence. You've been listening to Jazz Euphorium. We're going to go out with one last track from another brand new release of a guitarist. I guess this has been a largely guitar-centric show. Jocelyn Gould, Canadian guitarist, I think originally based out of Winnipeg, but now spending a lot of time in Toronto and New York. She has a new CD entitled Elegant Traveler with some really beautiful guitar music on it. So we're going to go out with a track from that CD. We're going to hear A Fleeting Moment. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/testcovid19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.